WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah, dude.
7:39,
Brock Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Perfect. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're right here in Southwest Michigan. Specialite, check them out. Your topic for today, what is an everyday task that you are weirdly terrible at? And it doesn't matter how many times you do it, you're just terrible at it.
Hmm. You know, I'm just going to use the one I used in the promo because it's true. It happened the other day. I went to go load the dish. We got new plates. There's these nice plates. All excited about them. And I load two of them in the dishwasher and chipped both of them. Somehow. I have no idea. But the wife pulled them out after they were done. She's like, whoa. What happened? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
You're not supposed to just throw them in there. You got to set them in gently, Hunter.
I don't think I did. I'm just not. They're too fragile or something. I don't know.
Frisbee in the dishes right into the dishwasher. That works, right?
You want me to do the dishes? Do you?
Here. If you do it terrible enough times, they'll stop asking you to do it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, for you guys out there that got a new girlfriend or a new wife and you're just moving in and you're figuring out what tasks you're going to do in the house, just be really crappy at washing the dishes right off the bat. Because this is what my wife says now. She's like, you're not washing them. Because they're never clean unless I wash them. And I'm like,
My plan worked perfectly. It's true, though. It's just certain things you can get out of. Just do them terribly enough. My everyday task that I'm just terrible at, making the bed. And it doesn't matter if I take my time. It's never straight. It's never right. I don't get the pillows the right way. I can never get that stupid, you know, fitted sheet to stick in the corners. It doesn't matter how many. So I don't do it. Kiki yells at me constantly because I don't make the bed right.
And I don't know how I feel about the old making the bed thing. I'm on both sides because my dad, he was an old beret, man. He makes his bed and he makes it military style. And he used to teach us, make your bed. Now, later on in life, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what? Dude, you just get back into it and mess it up.
You get back into it, and no one, it's what? Not like people are touring our house looking at our bedroom. No one sees it.
Look at this guy's bed. Yeah. Look at it. It's a mess. Like, dude, I think you're kind of, I almost kind of think it's kind of weird. Like, dude, you're getting out of bed, and that's the first thing you think of. I gotta make this thing before I
you know,
like,
and
what's the rest
say,
of your life like, monk?
People you know? Say, like, it's your first task of the day. Like, it's your first thing. Like, check it off your list. I'm like, but there's no need to do it.
More important things.
It pisses me off every single time I get yelled at because I'm like, no one is going to see this bed. No one. I'm going to get in here later. I'm going to. It's just more work for me. I don't get it, and I'm terrible at it, so I don't want to do it.
It's like the old Seinfeld thing, too. Do you like them untucked or tucked? Untucked or tucked?
Yeah.
I don't like them tucked. Well, so I'm going to be fighting my bed sheets when I get into bed. I'd rather just have my blanket there, you know?
Boom. And first of all, if you know someone or if you are someone that leaves the bottom of the sheets tucked in while you're sleeping, you're a psycho, all right? That is insane. Why in God's green earth would you leave the end tucked in?
People die from that, you know.
Oh,
that,
my
right?
God. Like, I'm getting, like, my feet are getting tingly just thinking about having that sheet tucked in, not being able to kick it off me or have one foot out. Come on.
The only time I experience it is in a hotel room. And first thing, that's the first thing I notice. You get the bed and you're like,
Yeah, and what do you do then? Then you just sling your legs up in the air trying to untuck it because unless you're a psychopath, you untuck the sheets.
No, the lady, too, she tucks it good, too. It's like halfway through the bottom of the bed. You're fighting those things for 5 minutes.
I swear to God, there's some that have been stapled. And I'm like, what is this? You stapled it to the bottom of the mattress? Anyway. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's an everyday task that you're weirdly terrible at? We got some great answers. We want to hear from you. More of your Specialite topic of the day.
I'm gonna go make my bed.
Don't even do it. It just it making me mad.
Show with Brock and Hunter.
All righty. Good morning. Just kidding. It's 7:50. Brock Hunter.
Holy shnikes.
Your topic of the day today brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. What's an everyday task that you are weirdly terrible at? We got some great comments on Facebook. Sherry said cooking. Yeah, there's some people that you should cook every single day or at least make some form of food. But I know some people that can, like, burn SpaghettiOs somehow. Like, it's unbelievable.
See, here's my question. So what does cooking entail? When you say cooking, do you mean, all right, I'm going to go upstairs and grab just some random ingredients and make something? Or are you saying I can't follow directions? I have no idea what 350 degrees is for 20 minutes.
I think it kind of encompasses everything. Cooking, I think making a sandwich still kind of technically counts as cooking. What I mean? Yeah, I think so.
Because I can do that. I can do the timing thing. That's easy. Follow the directions. But as far as concocting a few things together and making things from scratch, count me out.
If you just follow the directions, you're fine. Is that why you only eat pizza rolls?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. Yeah, that and potatoes. Potatoes.
You got those down, Pat. Let's see. What else? Some everyday tasks people are terrible at. Lindsay said waking up. Yeah, even me. I've been doing the morning show now for almost 5 years, and I still waking up sucks. It's just the worst.
It's not fantastic. I can get over it, though, in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice, like, just waking up bright-eyed, like enjoying waking up? That's an everyday task I am terrible at, is not hitting the snooze button.
Like opening your window like Cinderella?
Yeah, exactly.
A brand new day.
A bird flies up, and you're like, hello, Mr. Bird. Welcome. Isn't it a glorious morning? No, every morning is usually me, like, toothbrush in my mouth, putting my shoes on, throwing you all at the same time.
Grunting.
Here we go. Usually have to go back in the house because I forgot something, then go back out.
Shouldn't have had that midnight snack.
It's usually me holding in a duker and just trying to get to work before everything just turns into a mess in the morning. Let's see. Brandon had a good one. The everyday task he's terrible at. Correctly guessing where my girlfriend wants to eat when she says, I don't care.
Yeah.
I love it.
She does care. That's the key. She does care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, you don't, huh? Yeah. All right.
You know what you do?
It's my choice.
The next time your significant other says, I don't care, and you ask them what they want to eat, go to a strip club. Find a strip club that has a buffet and be like, oh, you said you didn't care, so here we go. They'll start telling you what they want.
Say it again. Yeah. Ever.
Start telling you. Let's see. What else? What other everyday tasks people are terrible at? I like Dana. She had a good one. She said, not really a task, but putting ice in my cup. I drop it on the floor every damn time. There's always one or two. It's not so much getting the ice in the cup for me. It's getting it out of the tray. That's where I always use. You pop the tray, three ice cubes go up, they end up on the floor, then you kick them under the fridge. It's pretty much what happens every single time.
I think she was referencing like the fridge ice thing because those always shoot out past your cup.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like half of it went on the ground. What the hell?
They do come out kind of ridiculously fast. Don't you think that we can throttle that a little bit? It's 2020, for God's sakes.
What's your opinion on crushed ice?
I don't like it. It melts too fast.
I don't like it either. Not only does it melt too fast, you know why I don't like it? Like, if you're not using a straw, even if you are using a straw, it gets clogged.
Yeah.
I can't sip anything with crushed ice. It pisses me off.
It turns into kind of like a slush ball in your cold drink.
And sometimes I'm swallowing shards of ice.
Yeah.
Because it makes it through the hole.
Yeah.
Just
leave it cubed. I don't know what would be crushed ice for. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
April said ironing. It's not a typical daily task anymore, but I can actually make clothes more wrinkled while attempting to iron them. I can't remember the last time I ironed something.
Yeah, I got a dryer. You just throw the dryer and let the dryer beat it up for a while, and then you're good.
And honestly, I'm at the point where I'm like, the wrinkles will come out. It's fine. You go out through your day like, who cares?
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
After a while, they definitely, gravity is like the natural iron.
I just do that thing where you put a shirt on and then you just kind of, you put your arms inside and you stretch it out.
Oh, yeah.
That works. There you go. That works.
Yeah.
The dryer
works good. The dryer works fantastically. Just use that.
Yeah, just use that. And if you do, a fun little fact, just give it a couple spritzes of water.
And then
throw it in the dryer.
And you know what? Where are you going anyway? The ball?
Yeah.
Are you going to the ball?
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Yeah, who cares about
a couple wrinkles. Nobody's judging you.
You know what? And if someone does say, like, oh, your shirt's kind of wrinkly, you know what you tell them? Screw you, pal. All right? Yeah. Your face is about to be wrinkled with my fist. That's right. What you say to him.
See, Abercrombie had it figured out in the early 2000s. They just made their clothes look wrinkly.
So yeah.
Like, that was the style.
That was the
best. So it's like you didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, can we bring back the wrinkly clothes style, please?
Please.
Because I always leave my clothes in the dryer for entirely too long.
Right. You could literally go from a bum to, damn, that guy's pretty hot. Look at all his wrinkly clothes.
Wrinkles, they're so hot right now. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.